Station 4, Confluence. So much of the city is paved in asphalt, roofed over with shingles and rolled rubber, poured out in concrete, especially here at the confluence of Schneider and Shoemaker Creeks. This place is cured in concrete. Schneider's trapezoidal channel, Shoemaker's open box tunnel, and their squeezed meeting point here between several cracked and overgrown employee parking lots from the former Schneider's meat plant. These impermeable surfaces sheet rain and snowmelt into the street's stormwater drains. Recent flood mapping projects that Schneider Creek could potentially overtop its banks, flood homes and businesses, and threaten lives. Apparently, 75% of the city does not have adequate stormwater management anymore. Which is partly why city residents are being asked to use rain barrels and run their downspouts onto lawns to divert rainfall from the city's overtaxed drainage system. The first phase of the city's renaturalization plan here is focused on this confluence. An early 1877 map shows a pond here, where the waters mingle, about where Borden Avenue jumps the creek between King and Cortland. And while there's no purchase in restoring this creekway to its original pre-channelized state, we can work toward creating and caring for a healthy renaturalization of the creek bed and banks. Concrete is an omnipresent symbol of colonial ingenuity, an expression of domination and power. Anthropologists Christian Simonetti and Tim Ingold argue that concrete's suffocating surfaces help to create a lasting sense of control over nature. It has also allowed us to distance ourselves from our relationship to ecosystems. Concrete has taught us to expect the feel of solidity beneath our feet. Or, to put that another way, concrete has unlearned us the feel of the land beneath our feet. But concrete gives us a false sense of security and stability. Its solidity gives us the illusion that it neither erodes nor decays, when in fact Simonetti and Ingold remind us that only continuing practices of care can sustain the impression of concrete's permanence. The language of care here is striking. Since concrete demands costly and continuing maintenance upkeep, surely it makes sense to shift our efforts into creating and caring for a more biodiverse creek system instead. This reflects a fairly significant change in approach. As Erica Gies points out in her book Water Always Wins, these kinds of global renaturalization initiatives focus more on what water wants. And what water wants, Gies finds, is to move more slowly, to meander through a landscape, to give shape and life to that land. In short, to let the creek be a creek again. But in accepting the water's needs, we must also accept periodic inundation and muddy exposure, plants that live and die. Widespread acceptance of slow water, Gies writes, will require an attitude adjustment to the way we think about this vital compound, from commodity or industrial input to partner, friend, relative, life.